Watching the tennis semis and final for Melbourne was sublime. A weekend of utter sporting brilliance and athleticism. It was a little bit different in the freezing cold at Burton Albion. Everyone wrapped up in layers and gloves and scarves and hats, except Billy Mallett, who said it wasn't that cold and did without his coat on purpose. Now, I didn't enjoy the first half. Who wants to watch your team being outplayed and looking like they wanted to be somewhere else? And when they did make an effort, just talked their way into a yellow card. But at least they shook hands with each other, unlike the Chelsea and QPR players. I can't get this. If John Terry and Rio Ferdinand can't shake hands, they shouldn't be allowed to play. I can't ever see the point in arguing with the ref either. They don't in rugby, it's not allowed. And all you ever get for arguing with the ref is a card. And you get enough of those and you don't play. Do you, Damien Batt? So it's only a matter of time before Beano's in the same position. Alfie Potter was the man of the match for me. Not only did he score a wonder strike when some expected him to fall to the ground in the penalty box, but he never gave up or got into arguments with the opposition or the ref. You see, if he loses the ball or gets bundled over, he's up and at it again. Alfie, for me, is a credit to his profession. Even if he can't reach a header, he still tries. And a few more could take some Alfie lessons in sportsmanship and attitude. In the end, of course, it was a fair result. Oxford could and should have won it, but they didn't. So that's just 2 points from three games. Hey, take a look at the awesome power of the tennis players who train and train and play for 5 or 6 hours at a time. And then they do it all again 2 days later. Now that is pure sporting power.